A tremendous Saturday evening to you all. Welcome aboard to the Todd Kaufman Show. It is September 24th for 20 and 22. Welcome aboard the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I am not going to take very long and not very much of your time, but I always appreciate when you do listen. So if you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and drop me a line. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know where you're listening from. Give me feedback. Let me know your thoughts on the podcast. We always appreciate that. I wanted to come on. Today was one of those days. Is it fall? Is it really? It's freaking hot outside. What in the world? We're supposed to be in fall, and all we're doing is falling on the floor of hydration or trying to get water, or should say dehydration. Good grief. My son had a baseball game today at, I think it was about 12:10. I think is when, and it wasn't first pitch. Let's not, it's not really considered T-ball. It's kind of halfway between T-ball and coach pitch. So they get three or four pitches, and then if they don't hit it, the tee gets brought to them. So it's kind of, like I said, in between coach pitch and T-ball. Not quite T-ball, not quite coach pitch, but we're getting there. But it doesn't bother me. I don't mind hot. I just don't. But when you have four-year-old kids out there that are playing baseball, their interest level wanes very, very, very quickly. Now, the wind was up. I will say, when you're standing outside, it actually wasn't too bad. But the dugout that they were in, the wind wasn't getting in there. So they come from, you know, being out in the field, and they go back in the dugout, and the wind is just literally passing by and waving. You know, what did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved. And it was just so hot in the dugout. I remember walking in there because my son was just being, walking everywhere and wasn't hustling. And yeah, I know he's a 4-year-old, but his dad, I kind of expect a little bit more. Especially when his coaches are asking him to hustle and he's just kind of walking everywhere. But it was just hot. And I'm going, are we still in summer? It's the end of September and we're still dealing with, low to mid 90s. I mean, it's just Texas is just weird that way. But what I wanted to talk about was I've been having some ideas with the podcast for quite some time now. And I finally sat down at the kitchen table and started to write these ideas down. And I thought, I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to start to talk about what some of these ideas are and what I wanted to do and what I wanted to bring to the table. And, when you have people around a kitchen table or a dining room table or even a living room, the conversations that take place can often be kind of, not really kind of, they could be a lot of fun. And so I thought, why not open the mic, bring some people in instead of doing this podcast by myself, bring some people in and just start having conversations, just talk about certain things that we normally would talk about, not necessarily around the water cooler at work, but just around the house or with friends or at a restaurant. Or there are so many conversations that take place within family or sports or whatever else, and it never gets recorded. And yes, we all remember the conversations and we all kind of go home and go, wow, those were incredible conversations. I can't wait to do it again. So I thought, why not bring some people on and have these conversations and just make it kind of an open and fun podcast? And so we're going to do exactly that. So we're going to talk about youth coaching. We're going to talk about parenting. We're going to talk about, I've got a few other ideas. I've got some friends in certain industries that I would love to sit down with them and kind of, give them an opportunity to talk about their job and talk about what they do and kind of some of the things that we don't get to hear on a daily basis. But outside of that, these are normal conversations. And it was funny because I sent texts out to the people that I wanted to do this with, and a couple of them responded and said, well, I've never done a podcast before. And I said, look, it's no different than just having a conversation. It's no different than sitting around a kitchen table or around a living room and the conversations we're having on a daily basis. Or the conversations that take place during lunch after a baseball game, which is exactly what happened today. We were all tired, we were hot, and there weren't a lot of conversations going on. There were a few here and there, but man, some of this stuff can be fun. So why not open a podcast mic? And here's the reason that I wanted to do this. How many of these conversations would impact people when you give them a different idea of what, you know, they're hearing things that they're going through, and how much of that would resonate with them? And I'll give you a perfect example. I posted this today, and it's so relevant because of some of the things that I've gone through over the last couple of years. And the quote was this: one day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide. How many of us can say that? How many of us have gone through our go through, but never really used that story to help somebody else? How many people are going through their go through or going through some difficult things that you've gone through? And how many people would love to hear our story? I know I can talk about the 5 or 6 months of absolute hell that I went through after losing my mom to cancer. And I've talked about this ad nauseum probably for some of you. But it changed my entire mindset of how I operate today. And there are conversations that have taken place over the last week. And I've told a couple of guys that I was really close to. I said, you know, I wish I had this mentality 20 years ago because things would be completely different. But if I look at it that way, I can also say if I had this mindset 20 years ago, I wouldn't have my wife and kids and I'd be in a very different stage of my life, and who knows where I would be. I may not be nearly as well off as I am right now. Not necessarily financially. I'm not talking about money-wise. I'm just talking about blessed-wise. The friends that I have, the wife that I have, the kids that I have, where I live, the people that surround us. I wouldn't have this. Things happen for a reason. You know, I talked to a couple of people today about how I didn't make much of an effort in school. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life. But if I look back at that and go, hey, this is one huge regret, well, it is. And had I tried and had I really put forth a serious effort in school, like I'm trying to preach to my kids, what could I have done with my life that was different from where I am now? But if I had done that differently, I would be in a different place now and I wouldn't have what I have right now. And who's to say it wouldn't be worse than I have right now? Who's to say that if I'd gotten in that life, things would have gone very drastically different from me, and I would have put myself in a dangerous situation in places where I shouldn't be? Everything happens for a reason. So that's a reason I say I would love to open these podcasts, bring on people that we just have open conversations, and you hear things that you would go, man, I really resonate with that. I absolutely needed to hear that in this moment. The darkness that I'm going through, man, I'm listening to this podcast and I hear this person say this and talk about this and go, that's exactly what I'm going through. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to open the podcast. We're going to bring some people on. We're going to talk, like I said, we're going to talk about youth coaching. We're going to talk about parenting. We're going to talk about being a dad. I'm going to bring guys on that I'm close to. We'll talk about stories of being a dad and trying to, you know, try to motivate guys that may be in different phase of life. We're also going to do a podcast, a dad's podcast, with three other guys that are in very different phases of their life in fatherhood. Myself, I've got two kids. My daughter's 7. My son is 4. One of the guys that I invited on, it just became a dad for the first time. I think his son is, I want to say 6, 7 months, maybe. Another guy has one that just started college, another one that's going to graduate in a year and a half from high school. Very different stages of life and things that they can talk to that I can't talk to. I can talk to dads that are going through it with a 7 and 4-year-old or with two kids in around that phase of life. I can talk about where this other guy has been now that he's raising his first child. I can encourage him in what he's going through and, hey, just be patient. You'll get there. Just be patient. This too will pass. But I can't talk to things that this other guy can talk to, having two kids, one in college and one a year and a half away from graduating high school. I can't speak to those things, but I can ask him for advice from what he's been through. And hopefully that advice registers with somebody that's going to be listening. We're going to talk about youth coaching. The people that I invited on are from the baseball team that surround us, and just having open conversations. How do you handle coaching a 4-year-old? How do you handle coaching a kid or disciplining a kid that isn't yours, but he's on the team that you coach? How do you handle the fragile interaction between a parent that's watching his child. Because I go through it too. I coach my daughter's basketball team, and there's certain times that I just want to rip into one of the girls because they're not listening. But then I stop and go, okay, I don't know how this is going to play with their parent. And it's a fine line that you walk as a youth parent, a youth coach. So we'll talk about that too. Again, and I'm not going to mention who it is, but there's a friend of mine in a certain industry that everybody has been around or has seen at one time in their life, especially if they travel. And I'm hoping that he'll agree to he'll come on and talk about his role and things that maybe people don't see kind of behind closed doors, so to speak. You know, maybe not stories that he can't necessarily tell, but things that maybe we should see a little bit differently from his perspective. And I think that would be a lot of fun. But they're just conversations, guys. See, what I got into it, the first time I got into podcasting, and I'm going to be very transparent when I talk about this. The first time I got into podcasting, it was revolving around sports radio. That really was, I guess you can call kind of a dream job. My first dream job was to be an airline pilot. It's really what I wanted to go for. And I started to work towards it as I got into my first couple of years of college. And my destination kind of took a reroute and went different, you know, not to throw an airline pun out there, but my destination got rerouted and I didn't end up going in that direction. But then when I moved to Texas, I started dabbling in sports media. My first event was, and for those of you who live in Texas or even, you know, maybe not in Texas, but in North Texas, know what this is, the Byron Nelson Classic. That was my very first media event, and I fell in love with it. And then I started doing college football and Major League Baseball with the Texas Rangers and minor league baseball and high school football. I got into that, and I fell in love with the recruiting side of that. But again, I got into podcasting because I wanted to get into sports radio. I thought that was something that I would get to use my voice. I would, and look, here's the transparent part of the story that I'm telling. In all seriousness, it was a selfish part of me because I wanted to get into it to be known. I wanted to be one of those guys that would be, and as stupid as this sounds, and granted, this was 10 years ago, so I was in a very different mindset than I'm in now. You know, just married, no kids yet, you know, it was just kind of a, you know, this is what I wanted, and I'm just being transparent. I wanted to be known. I wanted to be stopped, you know, walking through a mall and, hey, you're on, you know, you do this, and hey, can we get a, you know, one of those things. Again, I'm being transparent. Was it a very selfish mentality for me? Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Absolutely it was. And I was rerouted again. I started doing the podcast back then. It was talking baseball and Texas Rangers and, you know, to a certain degree, college football and some other things. And I enjoyed doing it because I enjoyed doing it around the guys that I was doing it with. And but I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I was doing it because I was having fun doing it, but I was doing it more because I liked the notoriety that I was getting. And people were asking me to come on to do interviews. I you know, I was fortunate enough to do, you know, get called into a couple of radio shows, and you know, it was, again, it was a very selfish aspect of my brain and my pride that got in the way. And what I sit here as I talk about this, I realize that, and it's, let me tell this story real quick. I was on a conference call on Friday, and it was just a normal conversation. I wasn't, you know, it's funny. My wife always goes, okay, don't use the radio voice. And I'm like, I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'm not trying to do it. And this guy didn't know me from Adam. It was the first time he and I had talked, and there were like five or six other people that are on the call. And in the middle of this conversation, he goes, man, you got one heck of a radio voice. You know, you could do, it. This is where the funny part came in. He goes, you can do traffic on the radio. And I'm thinking, traffic? Why not sports? Why not weather? Traffic? Oh, my God. Sound like Allen Iverson. Practice. Practice. Anyway. But back to... it was just... You know, you got the one heck of a radio voice. But I, you know, 10 years later, 11 years later, I realized that getting into doing the podcast and enjoying sitting in front of a microphone and having conversations with me, I love having conversations with people. I love sitting down and talking to people about certain things. And, you know, I have friends that are on very different sides. And I don't even consider myself on an aisle, really, to a political aisle, because I don't talk about politics. I don't engage in it. I don't, you know, it's not something I'm going to do. It's not something that I will ever engage anybody in, because I don't handle myself in saying I'm only going to be friends with people that agree with me. Because if you're only going to be friends with people, you're basically preaching to the choir. And if you can't be challenged by somebody who thinks differently than you, then you're never going to be challenged in your life. And that's just not the way life works. Now, I digress. I do have a couple of friends who are, who think differently on that side of it. And it, again, I'm not political. I'm not going to have political conversations. I'm never going to use my podcast to talk about political things. I'm just not. It's never going to happen. I'm known as the ultimate, you know, positive, but this mindset has been 40 years in the making, and I wish I had it 20 years ago. I didn't. As sad as this sounds, it took losing my mom to, you know, in 5-6 months worth of hell to get to where I am now. And I'm grateful that I went through the experience. I'm not grateful to have lost my mom. That is something I still deal with to this day. But it took that for God to finally awaken something that has been stirring inside me for a long time. And so, you know, I was telling my wife the other night, I want to get back to doing podcasts again, but I don't want to just sit in my office with the microphone on and just talk by myself. Because I'm much better when I can have conversations with people. And that's why I say I love having conversations with people. I love having conversations with people who think differently than I do. Not necessarily way, way out there and it becomes an argument, but just see things from a different perspective than I see them. Not necessarily from one facet or another. Like I was saying, there's a friend of mine who has a kid in college, just started and one a year and a half away from graduating high school. And he has a very different perspective of raising kids than I do, because he's in a very different stage of life than I'm in. And he is one of the guys that I go to for advice, especially with what we're dealing with our 7-year-old who just started a new school with her brother and who now has homework every week and who fights doing this homework every single night. And it's frustrating. Whines, cries, fusses, you know, often has a bad attitude about it. And you try to find the motivating side to, you know, to tell her why we have to do it and why it's important. And there are just nights it just doesn't resonate and it's frustrating. But to bring guys and girls on, moms and dads on, coaches on, to have these different conversations, I think it's just fun to do. It's just fun to sit around a microphone, to turn the microphone on, to have a couple people sit around and just have a conversation. This isn't to say certain things. This isn't to say what everybody wants to hear. This is pretty much to sit there and not remember that there's a microphone that's on. It's just a conversation. And so I hope that you can join us or at least listen to these conversations and resonate with it. I hope that a lot of what I want to start doing with these friends of mine is encouraging. I'm not going to do something that is going to tear people down. I certainly have different thoughts about different things, but there's certain things that I just, again, like I won't engage in politics. Oh, that's what I was going to say. There's a couple of friends who will start in on it and then stop and go, you're really not going to engage. And my response has always been, I'm really not. You can think what you want. I'm just not going to engage with you because you and I are never going to agree on that certain topic. There's no need to talk about it because I'm not going to start an argument over something that means very little in the grand scheme of life. So to that end, again, I wasn't going to make this very long. I'm not going to make this a 40-minute podcast because, you know, I want you to understand what I'm going to use this this part of my passion to do. Is I want to motivate people. I want to encourage people. I want to reach people where they are in their life. I want to let them know that they're not alone. I want to make sure that they understand that they are not walking by themselves. Not necessarily that we are walking alongside them, though we are. I want people to know, I want you to know that you have people alongside you and you need to start asking for help. Because if, and I will be very transparent. If it wasn't for the guys that I have who surround me, you know, it's interesting. My dad says, I don't know how you became the father that you are because I wasn't a very good father to you. And I said, it's not me. It's the guys that surround me. These guys make me better. These guys will hold me accountable if I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing as a husband and a father and as a man for a certain aspect. I didn't cultivate this attitude by myself. I didn't come up with this ability to be the dad that I am all by myself. I took little bits and pieces, and it's the same story that I tell about doing podcasts and doing radio. I learned this voice kind of by myself, but not really. And the reason I say that is this. I listened to different sports radio guys as I was starting to do podcasts. One guy out of San Diego that I've known for more than 10 years, another guy, Jim Rome, who everybody knows. And there's a couple of the guys that I listened to, and I took bits and pieces of how they did things, their cadence, their timing, how they spoke, how they said certain things. And I turned it into my own thing. I put this voice together, learning from other people. I became the dad that I am from learning from other guys who had been there. I took little bits and pieces from who these guys were and turned it into what I wanted it to be. Do I fail from time to time? Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just did it last week. I jumped all over my daughter because she was being disrespectful. I went a lot further than I normally do, but it just hit a point of no return and I lost my honor. But what parent hasn't? You know, we make mistakes. We have a bad day, just like any kid has a bad day at school. We get up, we do it again tomorrow, we do it better. But again, I wouldn't be the man, the husband, and father I am without the guys who surround me. They make me better. They make me want to strive to be the best I can be every single day. Because I know if I'm not, every single one of them, to a certain degree and to a certain aspect and in a certain way, would hold me accountable and make sure I knew it. And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. I'm looking forward to bringing these conversations to you. I'm looking forward to bringing different topics of conversation. And if there's something that you want to hear, there's certain conversations that you want certain groups to tackle, dads, parents, youth coaching, whatever it is. If there are conversations that, if there's a phase of life that you're in that you want us to tackle, that you want us to have conversations, please feel free to leave a comment with the podcast. Let me know what it is that you're going through and say, hey, I would love to hear a conversation surrounding this. And we'll absolutely look into doing that. I'm excited to bring this to you. I don't know when we're going to get this kicked off. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks that I can find a Friday night to do this, to sit down with these people and these friends and do this. But we'll see. I know as it gets closer and closer to the holiday season, the less and less time I'm going to have. So I want to get at least a couple of these knocked out before November comes around. Because once November and December comes in, we've got Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then our kids' birthdays, which are 4 and 5 days after Christmas, respectively, excuse me. Christmas is expensive time of the year for us. Anyway, again, I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to bring these conversations. I'm excited to get the podcast back up and running and just have open conversations about different things and different topics. And just sitting around the kitchen table and enjoy the company of these people that I'm close to, and I'm hoping these conversations do resonate with you. To that end, I wish you a phenomenal Saturday evening. I wish you a phenomenal weekend ahead, whatever it holds in store for you, and an incredible, phenomenal, amazing week ahead. Make it the best it can be. And as I always say, be kind, be focused, be great. And we'll catch you on the flip side. So long.